Up next here on Sports Friday is a Stardawi High School graduate, a three-year starter for the Braves, and now taking a different path in his post-high school career, Lucas Chapel. Lucas, thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Of course.
Lucas, I guess the first question I got to ask is kind of setting the table here, and kind of walk us through what has taken place. Your name sticks out to me because I remember we were the Braves were going down to Bluffdale to play for the first time, and you were a sophomore. We had someone that was out, and you were going to have to fill in, and we were talking about this, and then you never left. You never left the starting lineup for 3 years. And obviously, you know, a couple of state championships in there, including that season. And then kind of walk us through that. And then got some attention and some commitment with Air Force, the Air Force Academy. Kind of walk us through that and what's taken place since then.
Well, I mean, as you know, like in high school, I got the opportunity to be able to play in my sophomore year, which is you know, not the most common thing, but I was able to make the most of that opportunity and continue starting for the rest of my school career. And through that, I was able to get attention from Air Force. Coach Young helped put me on there, and so I was able to get that opportunity. And so I was also in contact with Wyoming at that point, but they hadn't necessarily they wanted to offer me a scholarship, but they didn't have like room to offer me a scholarship. And so I committed to Air Force. But then right before I was supposed to go to Air Force, I decided, I'm not sure if I want to be in the military. Like, I just don't know if that's the right choice for me. And so I ended up heading down to Snow College in Utah this last semester. And I got back into contact with those Wyoming coaches and was able to secure a PWO. And so now I'm here in Wyoming.
So what I've been led to understand is there's also a bit of a flip-flop in the positional aspect of this. You were originally committed as an offensive lineman, and now they're having you flip over to the defensive line. I presume that you probably had experience playing both of those when you were in high school, but kind of take us through maybe the adjustment at the collegiate level going from the defensive side of the ball or the offensive side of the ball to the defensive side of the ball.
Well, yeah, in high school I played both sides of the ball, but I always loved playing defense. Like, that was always my favorite place to go. I always had more fun when I was playing defense. And when I went down to Snow, they wanted me to play offensive line. And so I played that for a little while, and it wasn't my favorite. And so when I was talking to Wyoming, they were saying that they wanted me to come and play defensive line for them. And so I was able to make that switch, and I'm excited about it. I can't wait to get started. But
so really, I mean, when you look at that, it was obviously, you know, you got to kind of work through school choices and life choices, but also positional choices. And to you, this kind of feels more natural. This is what you wanted to do, but not necessarily had the chance to do until now, as far as post high school stuff.
Exactly.
What's interesting about this, Lucas, is I look at the Wyoming Cowboys, and they have done a pretty darn good job under Coach Bowl in terms of finding these Wyoming guys to come in, and whether it's a walk-on or preferred walk-on, which is what you're going to be this next year, and kind of develop them. But it seems like their time comes. I look at Jordan Bertinoli. I look at, you know, some of these guys that step in the defensive line. Have they talked to you about what timeline is? I mean, you got Nick Talich. You played against him. He's out there right now from Cody. Kind of walk us through some of the guys that you know and some of the things that you've learned so far from the staff.
I mean, I've only been here for like a week and a half at most. And so it's mostly just been trying to get like medical stuff done. I haven't been able to meet a lot of the guys on the team because they're all out doing their own thing. Like, we haven't really started like workouts or anything quite yet. And so it's just kind of settling in right now. And like all the staff's out on recruiting visits. And so it's just kind of been an adjustment period for me.
Okay.
So kind of take us through what some of your team goals might be for yourself heading into this first year with a Division I program. Just kind of personal goals you might have set for yourself before you've obviously had a practice or any team meetings or anything just yet.
Well, I haven't, I'm not necessarily sure what I'm like going to expect. I don't know. I know that like last year, Wyoming didn't have very many defensive line. Like a lot of them got injured and then a lot of them also graduated. And so I might have an opportunity to work my way into, the rotation. My goal right now is to just focus on improving myself and making sure I'm at that level where I can be in the rotation. And then being able to come in during the spring is very beneficial for me, as I will be able to have that whole spring to just develop my body and get myself to the Division I level. And then I can spend summer and fall like working my way into the rotation.
Lucas, one of the things that stood out to me, you tweeted this. This is actually how I was able to realize that this was happening with you. You just had a really short tweet and you said, "I'm home." The feeling of being satisfied with your choice, it seems like that's been elusive for you the last couple of years. And so it's got to be a big relief at this point.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's like, as much as I was excited about Air Force, I didn't know if I was like, if it was always the right spot for me, but then coming here, it just feels like the right place to be for me.
And then also I remember your high school career. It seems like you had a knack for, didn't you have a couple of pick sixes or scoop and scores, from the defensive line and some things like that? Like you said that was kind of your favorite role.
Yeah, I did. I had a pick six and a scoop and score in my senior year. Those were pretty fun.
So you're coming into a program that obviously just made a bowl game. They played Ohio, right?
Yeah, and a young team, third youngest in the country.
Yeah, so you're coming into a team that has youth, has a lot of upside, might be on the upswing, up and coming. Kind of take us through kind of your feelings of is there any excitement there about where you think you can help this team get to?
Well, obviously it's my, it's my freshman year still, the semester is anyway. And so I'm not entirely sure how much of an impact I'll make right off the bat, but I'm hoping that down the line I'll be able to help this team get back to some more bowl games and hopefully win them.
Well, Lucas, we appreciate your time and taking it with us. And obviously we hope to be able to stay in contact with you as you have your experience out in Laramie. Anything that we haven't touched on that you might want to mention?
What was that?
I say, is there anything that we haven't touched on that you might want to talk about?
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, we appreciate your time, Lucas. Wish you the best of luck. And like I said, we'll hopefully you'll be able to check in with us here as you continue to work your way through out there in Laramie, and wish you the best of luck in the brown and gold.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Lucas Chappell, former Star Valley High School standout, now at University of Wyoming, preferred walk-on on the defensive line for the Wyoming Cowboys. First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday continues after this.